This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in our court system. We continue the discussion between CASA's Colleen Smith and Lisa Chavez, adoptive mother of Michael, a 17-year-old who was fostered by Lisa and her husband.
So he's looking for a future. What is it that he's interested in doing now?
He's planning on going in the Army after he finishes high school. I hope he is able to do what he wants. I'm not real excited about him going in the Army. We're scared of that for him. We love him. We don't want him to be in harm's way or anything, but, you know, we want him to do what he wants to do. So,
in fostering children, have your expectations been met?
Whatever difficulties there are, it's certainly worthwhile. It is. It's very rewarding, I'd say. You know, it's, like I said, you run into problems, but the rewards are much greater.
And I think that's something that we're struggling with in the state of Arkansas. As you know, there are a shortage of foster homes.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people thinking about becoming a foster parent. What would you tell them?
You know, every child's going to fit in somewhere. And that's, even if you have technically enough beds, you don't have the right fit sometimes, you know, so.
So when is it that you met your son's CASA advocate? What did you feel her role was in the case?
I was pretty quick after he came because she's really good. She's come every month, kind of keep things focused. She helped me keep things together. So there's a lot of appointments. That's another thing I didn't anticipate with being a foster parent, is how many appointments you have to keep track of. And she was real helpful with that.
How else do you feel like the CASA advocate helped your son specifically? Was she involved in, because she was on board, I believe, before then came in as a foster parent.
Yeah, because she's CASA for all five of them. So, yeah, it was a lot of work for her, really, because, you know, she had to deal with the four in another family. And I think at one point they were in, like, three different places, the five of them were. And so it was a lot for her to keep up with, which is really nice.
So what qualities do you think make a good CASA advocate?
Perseverance, dedication, caring.
Tell me, why would they need perseverance?
Well, you have to keep pushing sometimes. You know, the caseworkers get overloaded, and it helps to have a CASA to remind them too of things. You know, it can take a while to get through all the process from, you know, if a child's going to go to adoption, then it's not a short process.
Lisa Chavez speaking with CASA's Colleen Smith. For more on CASA, court-appointed special advocates of Northwest Arkansas, NWACASA.org.